So one goes outside, he's ready to say Kish Levana. What actually does he have to see? How much does he have to see to be able to say Kish Levana? When can he not say it? It's not sufficient, what do you think? And to that, Mr. Bruce speaks out, take a step back. The first step is, if we know very clearly, the Ramon really before that, is if I can speak out, that as much as it's a Birchus Shavach mentioned previously, as much as we're praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu and thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for our connection with him, but at the end of the day, we have to have a benefit from the light in order to have something to talk about. And therefore, that's why I mentioned earlier, that's why you can't make a bracha and levana in the beginning of the month. The first day or two, the light is so minimal, one can't really appreciate any direct benefit from the light, and therefore you can't go ahead and say Kish Levana. So now on a regular night, you go out there, and you want to say Kish Levana, and you can see the moon directly, it's somewhat cloudy. Can you or can you not say Kish Levana? So there's really two basic conditions. There are other Paiskim which make exceptions, but the basic consensus approach that there are two conditions. One condition is you have to be able to see the moon itself. If you see, if the moon is behind, it's very light, it's very lit up, but it's behind clouds, you just see a haze. There you can see the moon. So even though the moon is there and you know that the light is being generated by the reflection of coming from the moon, that's not sufficient, and therefore you cannot make a bracha. It's not called enough of an experience of Levana Bekedusha. So you have to see the moon itself, and you have to have enough light coming through that theoretically you could be nena from the or. You have some sort of benefit from the light. Now today, we generally don't get that much practical benefit from moonlight. If someone's in a forest, he's hiking, he's camping out, perhaps he would have a benefit. It's also difficult to measure in civilization. In a civilized area, it's hard to measure the light because you have all sorts of interference from other light around you. But you have to sort of, you know, gauge that and say, would there be enough light from what I'm getting from this, you know, cloud level? Is there enough light that I could feasibly have a level, a minimal benefit, a very minimal amount to see through coins, tell difference, a basic amount of light? I would need to, to see the moon itself, the physical entity of the moon, and I would have to be getting enough light to derive benefit if I was in such a situation where I would want to derive benefits. Now, what does that mean? So, if you have a very thick cloud cover, you can't see the body of the moon itself, that's out. You cannot make a bracha in such a situation. The Arpais can perhaps say that even that if you did it, maybe the evidence might be counting, but it might count. But certainly one should not go ahead and make a bracha in such a scenario. Let's say it's a very, very light cloud cover. So you could go ahead and you could see the moon, you can make out the shape more or less of the moon, and you can, again, the light is coming through to the degree that you could benefit. Mr. Bruce says, halacha, you are allowed to go ahead and say Kish Levana in such a situation. However, there are those who say, for hider ba'alma, it's better to wait, it's a nicer thing. The Chassidim used to wait, the others used to wait to see the moon straight, you know, without any anything in between whatsoever, to see it straight out. But again, it's a hider, it's not halacha. Halacha is that if you see the moon through a cloud cover and it's clear enough, you can see the shape and get light from the moon, you can go ahead and make a bracha. And certainly, if the cloud's getting thicker and you're nervous, you know, if you're going to wait and it will get clearer, you anticipate it will get clearer, so no, it's a hider, you go ahead and wait. If it's going to get worse, you anticipate, you know, it's a winter night here and you know, you're pretty scared about losing it altogether, certainly you should not go ahead and wait for a better scenario. You should go ahead and make the bracha while it's covered. Now, what happens if the moon is partially covered and partially not covered? So the Pais can speak out. The Chum Zeshin himself seems to have Maisa Rav. Chum Zeshin used to go and say Kiddush Levana even when it was partially covered. There's no shear, there's no quantity of the moon that you have to see. The concept is, if you see the moon b'chidusha, you make a bracha. And therefore, the Paiskim seem to say, Rosh Hashanah goes like this, but the others, well, before Rosh Hashanah said this as well, if you see part of the moon, again, you have to know what you're seeing is the moon. If you see a light in the sky and you can't tell exactly what it is, you couldn't make the bracha. So if you saw something and you knew it was the moon, that would be sufficient. I didn't see a clear shear. I don't know. I would suggest maybe it says, Harayi Levana b'chidusha. You might have to see a little bit of the shape of the moon just to know that you're actually experiencing Levana b'chidusha. But if you see enough of the moon and part of it is blocked, this might apply as well if part of it is blocked by tree branches. But if you see part of the moon and not the entire moon, you could tell basically if the moon and you are getting light from that moon, you can go ahead and make the bracha. Again, it might be a hider to wait for a better scenario, but Shuras Hadin Lalacha, you can go ahead and make that bracha, even though the view is partially obstructed. Someone pointed out an interesting case. What would happen if you can't see the moon at all, but you can see through a telescope? So you see the moon straight on, totally clear, but you can only see through a telescope. Someone pointed out, in that case, probably you cannot make the bracha, because even though you have a clear view of the moon, again, you're not benefiting any light directly, even though it is a natural line of vision through a telescope, just enhancing your line of vision. But nonetheless, since the light here couldn't be benefited by itself, probably according to it would seem to the reason that you cannot make a bracha in such a scenario. So that's how much light has to be there to make the bracha. By the way, this also applies equally. Let's say you're indoors, mentioned earlier, but the evidence you can make the bracha indoors, you're making it through a glass. You have something between you and the moon, but you could see the shape of the moon and you get the light of the moon. If you had a window which had some sort of tint or something else with it, you couldn't make out the shape of the moon, you couldn't really see the moon, you couldn't make the bracha as well if you got very minimal light. Same standards would apply. You need to see the body of the moon itself and you'd be able to have light coming through to you directly. That's as far as seeing the moon itself. But when it comes to the bracha, what should you be doing? So Mr. Ruth says, he brings down three opinions. One opinion is, one should be looking at the moon, gazing intently at the moon the entire time, straight through till you finish the entirety of Kiddush Levana. He brings another opinion, that you should only look at the moon itself during Kiddush Levana itself. And a third opinion, that you shouldn't even look at it during the bracha at all. You should look at it for a moment before Kiddush Levana, and after that, you just don't look at it at all. You should stop looking at it and leave it at that. And the reason why is, for whatever reason, Chazal tell us it's an iser to be mistakel b'levana. One should not be gazing intently at levana the same way one should not be gazing intently at a rainbow, for whatever the reason is. And that being the case, the question here is, on one hand you have a mitzvah, on the other hand you have the iser to look at the moon without a purpose. Looking briefly is certainly not an isser for a rainbow or for the moon. It's only looking intently to look really seriously at the moon. But that being the case, what should one do in this scenario? So Mr. Brule leaves off with three different options here. He doesn't take a stand. I heard over from my grandfather of Hashem, Yaakov Kamenetsky had a bunch of, he had a way how to learn with Mr. Brule. He had a bunch of different ideas that he had developed over time, how Mr. Brule dealt with halacha. And he was of the opinion that generally when Mr. Brule brings down multiple opinions, he means to follow the last one he brings down. In this case, the last opinion is the one to look at it before you see the moon. Look at that alone, and that's it. Look at it before you start, and then that's it. You don't look at it during Kirish Levana afterwards. One last thing here. What happens if one is about to make a bracha and he sees that right now a thick cloud is coming, thick cloud cover, he's going to make the bracha, and as soon as he makes the bracha, it will be covered. Mr. Brule says, ideally, one should not say Kiddush Levana if he has the choice. He should not say Kiddush Levana unless it will remain exposed during the entirety of the bracha. He should try to gauge, he can make the bracha and say the whole bracha portion of Kiddush Levana before it gets covered again. If you made the bracha, you certainly don't stop, even if it got immediately covered after your bracha, or after you saw it. Before you made the bracha, you still can go ahead, you can go ahead and make the bracha. But ideally, if you have the option to wait for it to clear up, you should try to get a scenario where you can make the bracha in its entirety while it's still clear and you can see the moon straight up for the entire bracha.